here's a story from The World.
Throughout the pandemic, essential workers have struggled with health and safety on the job, demanding better working conditions. Some are still waiting for government officials to create better regulations. But there's another worry that many employees face every year, especially farm workers, and that's how to do their job safely in the summer heat. The World's Daisy Contreras has this report about the challenges for farm workers and what they're asking for.
Sofia had spent several hours outside in 90-degree heat when her vision suddenly blurred. She started to vomit and couldn't stand up. It happened twice in 1 week, she says. She was covered in long sleeves, wearing heavy boots, a white-brimmed hat, with a bandana covering her face. Sofia was suffering from heat stress. She's undocumented and asked to use her first name only. This happened 3 years ago when Sofia was a field worker in Homestead in South Florida. She worked in a nursery cultivating shrubs, bushes, and other ornamental plants. Sofia says she recovered, but other co-workers have experienced much worse. Some ended up in the hospital, others have died.
Pero hay otras personas que sí les ha dado demasiado, que hasta el hospital han ayudado. Entonces sí, pero es muy, muy feo.
Sofia is one of about 2.4 million farm workers in the U.S. asking the federal government for heat safety standards. Many are undocumented. Some have work visas. But all of them do manual labor outside. They want more water breaks, shaded areas to rest, and protection from retaliation if they speak up, says Amy Liebman. She's with the Migrant Clinicians Network, a national group focused on health justice for migrant and immigrant communities.
There's a long history of what we call farm worker exceptionalism, where farm workers receive fewer protections than other workers.
Lawmakers in Congress have tried for years to improve protections. They're trying again this year, but Liebman says many employers resist more regulations. That makes it harder to make changes. So far, Liebman says, only California, Minnesota, and Washington State have such heat standards in place.
And, California has an incredibly robust farming economy, and it has not gone under as a result of a standard protecting workers. And so it can be done nationally.
Scientists like Ricardo Salvador say making changes is urgent. Salvador is with the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says climate change is intensifying heat-related sickness and deaths.
So this is only going to get worse because as the temperature increases, you're not only going to have more hazardous conditions, they're going to increase exponentially.
Today, Salvador says people are at least paying attention to how climate affects farm workers. And the past year showed a lot more.
Precisely because there's greater awareness. The pandemic has actually pulled back the veil on how exploitative our food system is.
This awareness, he says, could encourage lawmakers to act. The earlier the government does so, the better, says Juanita Constable. She's with the Natural Resources Defense Council, a nonprofit group focused on environmental movements.
If we do put these kinds of safeguards in place, they'll have ripple effects beyond just heat. You know, providing workers, protecting their right to organize in the workplace makes them safer from all sorts of things.
Sofia, the worker who suffered heat stress while working outside, is trying to create safer conditions until the government steps in. She's teaching others about managing heat stress and about their rights in the workplace, even if that means being labeled as problematic, she says. Don't stay quiet, Sofia tells her co-workers. Even if they fire you, she says, speak up. It's your health, your life, on the line. For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.
From PRX.